Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Six 12 News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Thank you so much for having us on. We appreciate you sharing your afternoon with this beautiful day. 82 degrees, a lot of sunshine. Austin dives into the 5-day forecast in just a few moments. But first and foremost, let's check out the top three trending stories.
All right.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, first up, there's a lot of activity around the federal courthouse in downtown Pensacola. A rise in prosecuting undocumented immigrants reentering the United States is soaring. The number of prosecutions is on track to outpace the total number of prosecutions during the previous 4 years. The vast majority of cases are being prosecuted locally, and illegal reentry into the United States is a felony.
Absolutely. Florida's legislative session now expected to run longer than planned, all due to stalled budget negotiations. The standoff has led to fiery exchanges between the House and Senate leaders. As of Friday, the Florida House and Senate had passed only 53 of the almost 2,000 bills that were filed for this year. The session now in its last week was scheduled to end on May 2nd.
And your third and final top three story, Pensacola Beach advocates polling members over a proposed increase in Escambia County funding. While PBA supports efforts to increase pay for firefighters and build two new fire districts, members are concerned over how the funding is being allocated. Beach businesses are being hit hard as rates will increase by $254 annually, while the mainland rate increase is only $101. Look for PBA members to attend the public forum at Thursday's county commission meeting to speak against the increase.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Absolutely. 6:13, News Radio 92.3. It looks like we're back to the drawing board for Escambia commissioners in search for a design to replace the old toll booths at the gateway to the beach. Never heard it explained as the gateway, but we'll call it the toll booths. Since the design was unveiled last week, there has been a lot of community feedback against the look. District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hofberger.
So we are working on a rendering that has a little bit more color. It also has the letters beach bigger. So
more prominent, yeah.
Beach would be the same size. Yeah, so great feedback that we received, and we're actually hoping to have an updated rendering out this week.
All right. She says the first design appears to have come from a website that designers thought was an official municipal website. But actually, it was owned by Innisfree Hotels and a variation of their corporate logo. Hofberger says community input will continue to be accepted through email at district4@myescambia.gov.
All right, and two teenagers from Georgia, 18-year-old Wisdom Huey and 19-year-old Derek Darnell Jennings, facing felony charges for a series of burglaries and an armed robbery in Walton County. They're charged with grand theft of a firearm and armed burglary, and apparently there is a third suspect still unidentified.
Okay, the deadline for air travelers to get a real ID only a few days, week away or so, but getting on an airplane isn't the only reason you might need one of these.
Once again, May 7th, real ID or passport. That's the only thing that we're going to be able to get you on board Naval Air Station Pensacola to check out some of the areas of public interest.
Okay, that's Public Information Officer for NAS Pensacola, Bruce Cummings. The ID requirement will also extend to federal installations. So listen, in a nutshell, if you want to get on board NAS Pensacola, check out the Blue Angels practice or just go to the Lighthouse. May 7th is the deadline. Disabled vets can also get access with a VA health identification card. But Cummins says other forms of veterans ID may not be accepted, so you should check with the visitor center just ahead of time.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Getting our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. There are some accident reports on Navarre Parkway near Windhaven Beach. Got some minor congestion going both ways there, but it's not too severe at this time. And outside of that, there's nothing holding you up on the roads. As for the weather, 80 degrees right now on the dot. Low of 68 tonight with some patchy fog. That will bleed into your Tuesday, where it will be a high of 82 and a low of 71.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, today, 97 wildfires burning across the state. The largest is the 344 fire. This is down in South Miami-Dade County, which has burned more than 25,000 acres, impacting residents trying to get on and off the Keys. 14 of those fires are classified as active. The rest are contained. The National Weather Service says low humidity, dry conditions are creating an elevated fire danger.
And Glenn Rogers' attorneys have appealed to the Florida Supreme Court to stop his May 15th execution after a judge rejected their claims based on newly discovered evidence of his childhood abuse. Convicted of murdering Tina Marie Cribbs in 1995, he was sentenced to death in 1997, and he's set to be Florida's fifth execution this year.
Okay, a recent study has found people in Florida ranked 13th for how hard they actually work, clocking in 117 hours a week per household. The average worker earns $60,972 a year after tax. The average Florida resident spends $1,500 a month on health care, utilities, car expenses, phone, and internet bills. This is compared to the national average of $1,500. The top 10 hardest working states are all in the South, where shifts are longer, minimum pay is lowest, and there are no family or sick leave policies. That doesn't paint a pretty picture at all.
No, it does not. And Florida's Republican-controlled legislature advancing proposals to support charter schools, which Democrats argue could do more harm than realized. At least five bills aimed at increasing charter schools and funding have passed either the House or Senate. Although not yet approved by both chambers or sent to Governor Ron DeSantis, they've received strong support. While Republicans emphasize that charter schools are in fact public, Democrats warn that the measures could harm the majority of students in traditional public schools.
618 News Radio 92. Three Florida state lawmakers are leaving the Democratic Party and switching to Republican or having no party affiliation. Florida State Senator Jason Pizzo on Fox's The Story explained why he left the Florida Democratic Party.
We've had bills recently, people squatting in people's homes or hotels, transient occupancy in hotels, and the Democrats just, you know, keep showing up saying, you know, have mercy, but to some extent, you know, enough is enough.
And a bill enabling off-duty correctional probation officers to carry concealed weapons awaiting Governor Ron DeSantis' signature after passing 33-3 in the legislature. House Bill 383 eliminates Florida's three-day waiting period for handgun purchases for these officers and allows immediate possession after a background check. Effective July 1st, CPOs can carry concealed weapons off-duty with supervisor approval and perform law enforcement functions similar to on-duty officers.
News Radio 92.3, you've been probably hearing about the Colorado Springs ICE incident, taking down about 114 people at a nightclub. Well, it's happening here in Florida, too. Operation Tidal Wave, a joint operation between ICE and Florida authorities, leading to the arrest of over 800 illegal aliens in the state, including some with criminal records. Dana Marie McNichol is in Miami Beach and has the details.
ICE highlighting certain arrests that include a Russian national with an Interpol red notice for manslaughter, a man convicted of homicide in Colombia. Officials say he entered the U.S. as a gotaway. Also an alleged Guatemalan MS-13 gang member and a man from Honduras, a suspected terrorist member of the 18th Street Gang. Both gang members, ICE say, have illegally re-entered the U.S. multiple times. The Department of Homeland Security is calling this large-scale operation a major success. Immigration advocates say the operation is meant to create fear amongst the immigrant community.
And law enforcement and community officials are warning people to be aware of an expected increase in human trafficking ahead of the Miami Grand Prix.
Here's something going on in Central Florida. It's kind of piggybacks on what we're talking about here. UCF is confirming the visas of 15 international students being terminated here just in the past couple of days. In the process, one student was also detained. University officials said the students were flagged in the SEVIS system, that's spelled S-E-V-I-S system, for either having a criminal record or were considered a deportable alien under the law. UCF saying it advises students whose visas have been revoked to leave the country. They were pretty emphatic saying that.
And Florida authorities say the driver of a boat that crashed into a ferry Sunday evening is cooperating with investigators. No charges have been filed so far, but Major Evan Laskowski with the State Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission said they're working with prosecutors to determine whether the crash was hit and run. Officials say the driver of the boat submitted to a blood alcohol test and passed. A male passenger on the ferry boat was killed and 10 others were injured. Police say the crash happened just outside of a... What's the term? There's a term for it. I can't remember. it was, here it is. My goodness. Just outside a zone where boaters are required to observe no wake speeds.
There you go.
Yeah.
No wake zone.
Had to build that suspense for you.
It was good.
I was like, what's the term for that? I'm snapping my finger over here. 6:21 here. We'll take a quick break. But yeah, better late than never. When we return, we'll get some of the biggest stories happening around your country today. Also, we'll get you another quick check of the roads and weather. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
It's the 25th annual Crawfish Festival at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk May 2nd through the 4th. Come and enjoy live music from Swampland Revival, Sadie McClendon, Count the Years, Jared McConnell, and many more. Plus, be entertained by the fireworks Saturday night and lots of crawfish all weekend long. And of course, you'll want to visit the local artists along the boardwalk and enjoy the kids' crawfish race as well. It's a festival of fun for the entire family. Visit PensacolaBeachCrawfishFestival.com for more details.
The Big Bamboo!
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Come out with a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Smokestack Band. They're a trio of musicians that have been playing all over Pensacola for 50-plus years. Join them for a multicultural musical experience at Bands on the Beach. We'll see you Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Hall's Hardware in Milton.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Oh, you betcha. 6:24, News Radio 92.3. We are indeed watching your money today. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks gaining steam in the final hour of trading and ending mixed, with the Dow and S&P 500 notching their fifth straight session of gains. Wall Street is bracing for its busiest week for first quarter earnings. For the Magnificent Seven, Microsoft, Meta Platforms, Amazon, and Apple are slated to report their latest financial results. Also on deck this week, key economic data on growth, inflation, and jobs. Tech was the worst performing sector, while energy and utilities gained. The Dow winners, Boeing, IBM, and Visa. The Dow decliners, Nvidia, Salesforce, and Amazon. The Dow up 114 points, the NASDAQ lower by 17, S&P 500 up 4. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And a House Democrat introducing articles of impeachment against President Trump. In a statement, Michigan Congressman Sri Tenedar said that Trump is unfit to serve as president and represents a clear and present danger to our nation's constitution and our democracy. These are the first articles of impeachment to be brought against Trump since he retook office in January. And unsurprisingly, it's considered a long shot since Republicans control both the House and Senate.
Okay, 6:26. News Radio 92.3, IBM committing to American jobs and manufacturing in a really big way. Jenny Casola has the story.
IBM says it will invest $150 billion in the U.S. over the next 5 years, telling Fox Business it plans to keep IBM at the forefront of advanced computing and artificial intelligence. The investment includes more than $30 billion in research and development. The announcement comes days after IBM revealed that 15 of its government contracts were cut by DOGE. IBM says it's been focused on American jobs and manufacturing since its founding. IBM's commitment follows similar planned investments from Apple, Nvidia, and others. Jenny Cosolda, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll continue with your national notes in just a moment. But first, looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. We did have some accident reports on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through the Windhaven Beach area, and that is still causing backups at this time. Also, we're sitting at 80 degrees right now, low of 68 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 82, low of 71.
Interesting weekend. This past weekend, I'm talking about two people were arrested in connection with the Easter Sunday theft of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's purse. Remember this story? We did this a couple of weeks ago. The first suspect, 49-year-old Mario Bustamante Lieva, was arrested in Washington on Saturday. According to U.S. Secret Service, he was in the country illegally. Secret Service also confirming a second suspect, 51-year-old Christian Rodrigo Montesino Sanat, was arrested in South Beach. The Secret Service says he's being held on an immigration detainer. Agents confirm he's been linked to a pattern of robberies and thefts in the Washington, D.C. area.
And we were talking about real IDs earlier. Well, the White House signaling that it's not extending the deadline for them. Kentucky lawmakers sent a letter to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem asking for a delay on real ID enforcement, citing the potential for long lines at MVD offices. The Trump administration says all states will need to comply by the May 7th deadline. Real ID, if you have forgotten what that is by any chance, it is an enhanced security driver's license that will be needed in order to board any domestic airline flight.
And just remember, if you've got that little gold thing in the corner, right-hand corner of your license, if you got that on there, you're okay.
Before you first mentioned that to me, I looked at my license, and I had never noticed that.
You didn't?
No.
Okay, well, that's the truth. Now you're okay.
Yeah. I know I'm good now.
Go jump on a flight. Okay, while you're okay to do that, while Congress works on a new tax bill, President Trump insisting tariffs may ease the income tax burden for many Americans. Jessica Rosenthal has more on this trending story.
President Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social that when tariffs cut in, many people's income taxes will be substantially reduced. The focus, he wrote, will be on people making less than $200,000 a year. Now, he wrote this after he said this to reporters on the tarmac in Morristown, New Jersey, Sunday.
Because the money is so great coming in from tariffs that I'll be able to reduce taxes to a very large extent and maybe almost completely.
Congressional Republicans are restarting work this week on a reconciliation bill meant to address tax cuts. The president has said he'd want a bill that makes the 2017 cuts permanent, but also addresses certain tax incentives for businesses and implements no taxes on tips. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And the Navy says that a $60 million jet has been lost at sea after it fell overboard from an aircraft carrier.
Saw that one.
Yeah, in a statement, the Navy said the F/A-18E Super Hornet fighter was under tow in the hangar bay of the USS Harry S. Truman when the MOVE crew lost control of the aircraft. All crew members are accounted for, with one sailor suffering a minor injury. CNN reported that the Truman was making a hard turn to evade Houthi fire. The Truman recently had its deployment to the Middle East extended by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
629 News Radio 92.3. Lester Wilson and Mariano Torres. These are a couple of janitors working at Columbia University. Well, they're suing students who they allege assaulted them and used anti-Semitic slurs against them during pro-Palestine protest in the campus Hamilton Hall last year. Eric Shawn's in New York City with more.
The lawsuit describes Wilson and Torres as facing down a hateful mob of masked extremists. Quote, when Torres attempted to defend Hamilton Hall from the occupiers, his assailants shouted, "What are you, a Jew lover?" Their ability called him a Zionist and asked, why are you protecting them? When Wilson begged members of the mob to release him from the building, they mocked him, repeatedly calling him a Jew lover, Jew worker, and Zionist. Well, the lawsuit includes photos of what it says, or of Torres being punched and pushed as he tried to defend himself. When he and Wilson finally escaped the mayhem, Wilson angrily told Columbia security outside, you left us for dead, I could have been killed.
My goodness. So we're starting to hear more and more stories about that. Listen, if you have your thoughts on Israel-Palestine, great. Don't be going around preventing people from doing their jobs and harassing them. What's wrong with you?
Right. Sunny, warm, temps in the 80s, yellow flags flying on Pensacola Beach, rip currents are light on the island. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for listening.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. The Trump administration is touting its crackdown on illegal immigration as the president's 100-day of a second term in office approaches. Fox's Mark Meredith reports.
Staffers put up posters showing the mugshots of 100 notable criminal illegal aliens arrested since January. But Democrats say the president is going too far after the arrest of Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan. The feds are accusing the judge of obstruction for allegedly helping an illegal alien avoid federal arrest.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says, judging by town hall meetings in congressional districts, the Trump agenda isn't going over that well.
Republicans have been on the run during the last 2 weeks during the district work period. Democrats are leaning in to town hall meetings.
The president's 100th day in office is tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The
only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
The Burger Battle by the Bay is the best burger competition on the Gulf Coast. It's Saturday from 11 till 3 at Community Maritime Park, downtown Pensacola. All you can eat burger bites and more. Tickets $15 now online, Solo Cafe Shop, and Wright Street Thrift. $20 day of the event. Proceeds support Take a Stock in Children, Alzheimer's Association, Polo Eradication, and many other community projects supported by Southwest Rotary. It's the Burger Battle by the Bay. It's Saturday at Maritime Park.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty.
Okay, here's the thing about yellow snow. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Learn how to drive, you moron!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage, and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool, and kids will do likewise. For advice, visit actagainstviolence.org. Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, National Association for the Education of Young Children, and the Ad Council.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
All right, 6:35. It's been a great day today. I hope you've had one as well. Thanks for listening. We appreciate the ride home. This is News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola Right Now, and just a spectacular weather day today. Thank you, Austin. Great forecast coming up. As a matter of fact, we're going to dive back into Austin a few minutes here. He's got that five-day forecast coming up. But first, let's take a look and check out the top three trending stories this hour. There is a lot of activity. Oh, this is number one, by the way. There's a lot of activity around the federal courthouse in downtown Pensacola. A rise in prosecuting undocumented immigrants reentering the U.S. is soaring. The number of prosecutions is on track to outpace the total number of prosecutions during the previous 4 years. The vast majority of cases are being prosecuted locally. Illegally reentry into the U.S., of course, is a felony.
In your second top story here, Florida's legislative session now expected to run longer than planned due to stalled budget negotiations. The standoff has led to fiery exchanges between the House and Senate leaders. And as of Friday, the Florida House and Senate had passed only 53 of the almost 2,000 bills that were filed for this year. The session, now in its last week, was scheduled to end May 2nd.
You know, so let me see here. When are they going to wrap this up? In about 2026 with those numbers?
At their current rate.
Something like that. Okay, and here's your third top trending story. Ladies and gentlemen, Pensacola Beach advocates are polling members over a proposed increase in Escambia County funding, while PBA supports efforts to increase pay for firefighters and build new fire districts. Members are concerned over how the funding's being allocated. Beach businesses are being hit really hard as rates will increase by $254 annually, while the mainland rate increases only $101. Look for PBA members to attend the public forum at Thursday's county commission meeting to speak against that increase. They're gonna pack the house on that one.
Absolutely.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Well, to kick things off here, we got a goofball over the weekend. The son of a Falcons coach admitted to a childish prank. Jax Ulbrich apologized for prank calling Shedeur Sanders during day two of the 2025 NFL draft. Atlanta defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich's son took part in a prank call where Saints general manager Mickey Loomis allegedly told the Colorado quarterback that they were going to take him with their next pick. However, he ended the call with something to the effect of, "You're going to have to wait a little bit longer, sorry, man," or something, and hung up on him. Sanders ended up falling to the Cleveland Browns in round five. And this is something that the Falcons had to release a statement on. Jax had to make a public apology. It was just a whole ordeal, just some idiot doing stupid things. To quote Kevin Stefanski, coach at the Cleveland Browns, people are morons.
Just a knucklehead case. That's all it is. Wahoos fell to Knoxville Sunday 7-4. They did have a good week. A great week at the ballpark. Pensacola, by the way, 15-6 on the season and sits in first place in the South Division. Pensacola heading to Birmingham tomorrow night. First game of the six-game series.
All right. And former NBA player Stan Love, father of the Miami Heat's Kevin Love, has passed away. Kevin Love announced his father's death at the age of 76 in a social media post on Sunday night. Stan Love was also the brother of Beach Boys co-founder Mike Love. So this is a talented family we're talking about here. He played four seasons in the NBA. A cause of death has not been given, but Kevin Love said his father had fought for a long time and added the hardest stretch was the past 6 months.
Did you say Mike Love from the Beach Boys? He's a relative of Mike Love of the Beach Boys?
Yes, he was his brother, I believe.
Wow, how did that figure in here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. As I said, there's some good genes.
Oh, by the way, Mike Love and the Beach Boys, my brother.
Yeah, there was some good genes in the Love family, apparently.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. NASCAR, Talladega. Zane Smith, with the first pole of his career, was one of 23 drivers to lead a lap. Tim McMaxter tells us who finished first.
The first super speedway of the NASCAR season gave us a super finish Sunday.
Cindric, Priest, at the line. Who?
Cindric.
The race on Fox, Austin Cindric edged Ryan Preece by less than a car length. After the two drivers dueled over the final 10 laps, Cindric only led seven laps in a race that saw 23 different drivers lead a lap. It's his third career win, first at Talladega. Preece finished second, Kyle Larson third. Next week, NASCAR moves on to Texas Motor Speedway. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
And you know, I mentioned the Miami Heat. Well, they're one of two Floridian, one of three Floridian teams playing tonight. So we have the whole thing on the NBA side where the Heat try not to get swept by the top-seeded Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference. This game recently got underway. 10 minutes left in the first quarter. The Heat are down to the Cavs 8-3. Also, we've got the Lightning and Panthers getting underway. The Panthers hoping to take a 3-1 series lead over the Lightning. They are tied at 0 in the first period.
Go Bolts.
I'll take your word for it.
You ever been down to Amalie Arena down in Tampa? It's magical down there.
Really?
Especially watching the Lightning skate. I got a chance to check out about four games last season. And, boy, what an arena that is. Hey, the Washington – speaking of arenas, let me just kind of throw the ball over in this court.
Okay.
The Washington Commanders revealing details about their new plans for a new stadium. Maybe not arena, but it's a new stadium. It's going to have a roof on it. Jared Max has the story.
Since 1997, the NFL's Washington Commanders have called Landover, Maryland, their home. Come 2030, the team plans to be back in the nation's capital.
Back to RFK, where they belong.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, RFK Stadium, the team's former home, still stands on a site of 180 acres.
I am absolutely thrilled to announce that the Commanders and our partners are committed to make the single largest private investment in D.C. history.
Washington Commanders owner Josh Harris. The team will drive the investment of at least $2.7 billion to build a roofed stadium. Officials said the public will fund nearly $1.15 billion. D.C. Council approval is needed. Jared Max, Fox News.
And last but not least for your sports segment, here is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The New York Giants this offseason signed Jameis Winston, and then shortly after that, inked Russell Wilson to a contract. Then after taking the best player in the draft, Abdul Carter, at 3, the G-men traded back up into the first round of the draft Thursday night to pick once again at 25 and selected quarterback Jackson Dart. And regardless as to what you think of Dart, let's be real that Russell Wilson is now just keeping that seat warm for Jackson, and the rookie quarterback should be starting by November at the absolute latest. I'm Zach Gelb.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
News Radio 92.3, 642. Austin and I just having this conversation about where in the heck did the afternoon go?
It does fly.
It really does. And let me just dump in here and take a look at some health stories this afternoon. Might be able to help you out a little bit. A common abortion pill causes side effects about 22 times as often as the FDA says it does. This is according to a new study from the Ethics and Public Policy Center. Alexandria Hoff in Washington with the details.
Its authors note that the scale of this research speaks for itself, releasing that by using HIPAA-compliant data from health insurance claims, they were able to factor in the experience of about 865,000 women. The FDA relied on trials totaling about 31,000 participants. So in this largest ever study, the Ethics and Public Policy Center found, quote, 10.93% of women experienced sepsis, infection, hemorrhaging, or another serious or life-threatening adverse event within 45 days following a mifepristone abortion. Now, the FDA, it does warn against serious and sometimes fatal infections on its label, but they also report that those occur in 0.5% of women.
And keeping with the health theme here, the USDA warning Mexico it will stop animal imports into the U.S. due to fear of flesh-eating parasites. The threat was issued by Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins in a letter to the country. The screwworm is the parasite at large. It targets fresh wounds in warm-blooded animals. Some of those animals include cattle, bison, and horses. Rollins says that imports from Mexico will be prohibited to protect the U.S.'s interest in the agriculture industry if they fail to combat the spread of the screwworm.
644 News Radio 92.3. What Mexico needs to do is stop polluting the Tijuana River flowing into San Diego.
That's still bad, huh?
That's the top situation there. Get Mexico to stop it. This month of April has spotlighted a number of mental health disabilities, but health officials are reminding you to take this month to take care of those feet. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. Only a few days left in this month. Still time to talk about April being Foot Health Awareness Month, highlighting the importance of feet and how they impact our overall health and well-being. The Environmental Health and Safety Services, part of HHS, has a few tips First, you should examine your feet daily. Look for any changes to appearance, texture, or color. You should also practice good foot hygiene. Wash them every day and dry them, especially between your toes. Make sure you're wearing the right shoes with good support and a low heel. And lastly, don't be afraid to seek professional help. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All right, 6:45, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on. Austin Price sliding in here, has a look at the weather and local traffic together. What's going on?
Well, looking at, looking at the weather on a local scale, we're sitting at around 80 degrees, going to be a low of 68 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be similar, high of 82, low of 71, and that's kind of how the days are going to go for the next few. We're not going to have any rain chances until Thursday night, it seems. As for the roads here, not too much going on. Did have some backups on Navarre Parkway near the Windhaven Beach area because of an accident reported earlier this hour. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up for too long, Chris.
Okay, beauty of a local snapshot. That's how you look at it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me take you for a national snapshot. There is a warning of severe weather incoming for millions of Americans. Meteorologist Janice Dean has the latest details in your Fox weather forecast.
We've got another severe weather setup underway today and Tuesday with the strong likelihood of large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain, and tornadoes stretching from Texas to the upper Midwest. Flash flooding will also be a concern with several inches of rain over the same areas the next few days. Meanwhile, warm air will spread towards the eastern half of the U.S., which will help fuel some of those stronger thunderstorms today and tomorrow. Fox Weather has all of your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
All right, here we go. President Trump is promising a tremendous tax cut, teasing big savings once his tariff revenues kick in. Edward Lawrence has an explanation from the White House.
Anybody, the president's saying, who makes $200,000 or less would see a significantly reduced tax bill or eliminate taxes altogether. He's floating that idea. Now, the money is not totally all in the bank, so to speak, here. The latest monthly Treasury report does show that there's an increase of 32% from March of last year to March of this year in the amount of tariffs taken in. This is before, data before the April 2nd reciprocal tariff announcement. Still, some Republicans on Capitol Hill want to make sure that these numbers all work out. So revenue is coming in from the tariffs president has already put in place. The White House saying that they are looking at 18 deals now because of those tariffs. Administration sources telling me that there has not been an announcement because these will be larger trade deals, not just over tariffs.
And New Jersey Senator Cory Booker and New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries protesting planned Republican budget cuts. The two held a sit-in protest at the U.S. Capitol building steps on Sunday, warning of cuts House Republicans are planning. They say Republicans want to advance a reckless budget scheme that seeks to gut Medicaid, food assistance, and basic needs programs that helps people and give tax breaks to billionaires. The reason why I kind of chuckled through this, Chris, you and I were talking last hour. They lasted out there more than 12 hours, and Cory Booker already got a lot of sugar for what? Having a filibuster-like thing that went for over a day. And the question is, where's he getting the free time?
Yeah, it was a two-day filibuster. Now he's sitting on the steps of the who's watching this guy? I mean, is what work is being done in his district? I guess it really doesn't matter, does it?
I don't know.
All right. Technology company IBM pledging to invest billions of dollars into tech development. Madison Allworth is in with the story.
This investment will be made over the next 5 years, and more than $30 billion will be devoted to research and development, specifically in American manufacturing of its mainframe and quantum computers. CEO Arvind Krishna says the computing giant's major investment, it's in line with their company values, saying they've been focused on American jobs and manufacturing since their founding. This announcement comes following other massive investments in the U.S. from tech giants like Apple, $500 billion over the next 4 years, creating around 20,000 jobs. NVIDIA, $500 billion there. And Taiwan Semiconductor, $100 billion.
And nearly two-thirds of Americans disapprove of President Trump's tariffs. At least that's what is coming from a new ABC News Washington Post Ipsos poll released Friday. It reveals 7 in 10 think that the tariffs will increase U.S. inflation. Nearly half of Republicans polled think the tariffs will have a negative impact on inflation. The number rises to 75% among independents.
6:49, News Radio 92.3. We are watching your money this afternoon. Here's your money now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent today deflecting responsibility on reaching a trade agreement, saying it's up to China to de-escalate, according to CNBC. Bessent saying China's high tariffs of up to 145% are, quote, unsustainable. Merck is striking a deal to buy U.S. biotech company SpringWorks Therapeutics for an equity value of $3.9 billion. The purchase comes as the German company seeks to acquire treatments for rare tumors to help boost its cancer drugs business. May 7th is the deadline for U.S. air travelers to have a real ID. That's an upgraded driver's license or state ID card. Travelers who don't have a real ID can use a valid U.S. passport or an approved ID. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow gaining more than 110. The S&P was up by 3, and the NASDAQ lost 16 points. That's Your Money Now.
6:51, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some of the more frivolous pop culture notes to ease you into this evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Beach is a wonderful place to vacation and celebrate with your family. If you thought about having a family celebration or a memorable beach wedding, Casa de Luna still has good dates available this year. Casa de Luna is spacious, with room for large families. It has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. And the pool can be heated. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a genuine jacuzzi. There's a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We had a chance to talk to Ashley Hoffberger about that welcome sign / toll booth proposal and what might be done to make it a little bit more aesthetically desirable. Also talked about beach renourishment and the money that the Tourism Development Council has approved for that project. They had Nerd Prom over the weekend. That's the White House Correspondents Association dinner, historically a very entertaining event without the president and without a comedian. But was it that this year? Listen to the conversation on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Don't need a reason. Champagne or a box of wine. My baby don't care.
Pensacola right now.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, let me just kind of set you up here for some of the local activities I want to remind you about. The 2025 concert series Bands of the Blackwater continues Friday with Smokey Jones and the $3 Pistols. That'll be a good one. The summer concert series Bands on the Beach tomorrow night with the Smokestack Band. And then, of course, St. Christopher's Thursday night concert series returns this week. Crosstown Band appears at 6 on the North 12th Avenue stage.
What was that first band you said?
Yeah, you want to go back to Smokey Jones and the $3 Pistols.
I love cool band names like
too.
That.
Of course, the Mobile's the stage, they go to the stage 7 o'clock on Friday. It should be interesting. Again, Smokey Jones, $3 Pistols coming up here. While we're talking about bands, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2025 inductees are announced. Monica DeLuca has the inductees.
This year, there's a rare solo female musician on the list. Cyndi Lauper is among the 7 new Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees from a list of 14 announced earlier this year. The others include Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Outkast, Soundgarden, and The White Stripes. The full induction ceremony airs live November 8th from the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles on Disney Plus and arrives on Hulu the next day. Those who didn't make the cut this year include The Black Crows, Billy Idol, Fish, Mariah Carey, Oasis, and Joy Division, New Order. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
You know, speaking of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and speaking of Fish, Fish will not be inducted into the hall this year, as Monica just said. But what makes that interesting is that it's despite them winning more fan votes than any other artists. That's because the hall takes the top five winners of the 333,000 fan votes and combines them to count as just one vote among 1,200. Those 1,200 are cast by professionals, other performers, historians, and others. While the jam band didn't make the cut this year, of course, we still had some of the other fan favorites, including, as Monica mentioned, Chubby Checker, Cyndi Lauper, and Joe Cocker.
Okay, one of next year's award shows, by golly, already has a date. Monica DeLuca comes back. She's got the report.
The Golden Globes will be held on January 11th, 2026. As previously announced, comedian Nikki Glaser will once again host. She made history earlier this year, becoming the first woman to solo host the Golden Globe Awards. Her performance was given high marks for making both the star-studded audience and worldwide viewers laugh. The 83rd annual Golden Globes will take place at Beverly Hilton in Beverly Hills. You'll be able to watch it on CBS and Paramount Plus. Nominations for the awards are set to be announced December 8th. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll continue with your pop culture notes in just a moment. But first, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Still have some backups on Navarre Parkway near the Windhaven Beach area. But it's like a wave of congestion just moving eastward a bit. So hopefully that won't be a problem for much longer. As for the weather, 80 degrees, low of 68 tonight with patchy fog. Be careful if you're on the roads this evening. That'll bleed into your Tuesday, where it will be a high of 82 and low of 71.
All right. There's a repeat champion in the battle of the box office for the second weekend in a row. Kathleen Maloney has the numbers for you.
Sinners continues to drive a stake through the competition at the box office. The vampire thriller starring Michael B. Jordan earning $45 million in its second week in theaters.
I've been all over this world. I've seen men die in ways I ain't even know was possible.
An oldie but goodie takes second place with the re-release of Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith, pulling in $25.2 million for its 20th anniversary, making it one of the top-grossing re-releases ever. The Accountant 2 debuts in third place with $24.5 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Chris, let me ask you this, just hypothetically. If you were in prison and you were 2 days from being released, what would you do?
Keep my mouth shut and get ready to get out.
Yeah, be on your best behavior.
Absolutely. Stay away from the guards. Stay away from everybody. Just
mind your business
and just chill.
Well, this guy apparently thought it was opposite day.
He's a stupid guy.
Because he was set to be released in 2 days, and he's now facing more time after an attempted escape. Nashville police.
2 days, remind me.
2 friggin' days. Yeah. Nashville police say that Tyreek Harris walked away from an approved work release site last week and was arrested the next day. He was originally jailed for a probation violation.
I love Adam Sandler movies. And a classic Sandler movie is returning to the big screen. I think you're going to like this.
The original Happy Gilmore is being re-released in movie theaters for a limited time ahead of the sequel's summer release.
Why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
That's him yelling at a golf ball. While the first Happy Gilmore featured cameos from golf stars, the sequel promises a huge range of additional pros. Happy Gilmore will be back in theaters today and Wednesday, while Happy Gilmore 2 is set to arrive on Netflix July 25th. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Okay, I think that changed the whole game of golf.
Happy Gilmore?
After seeing a Happy Gilmore movie.
Maybe a casual player's approach.
Oh, my goodness. I love those movies, and thanks to the texter beforehand, we talked about Adam Sandler.
Drew Barrymore.
And Drew Barrymore, right. And what was the name of the movie?
50 First Dates.
50 First Dates. That was a classic movie. Listen, we had a great time today. Thanks for having us on. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, wrapping a Monday afternoon. We're going to do it all again 4 o'clock tomorrow on News Radio 92.3. We'll see you there.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.